Scotty is all about having fun.
I agree with you. I can't have mustard on my hot dog.
Don't come at me with your yellow devil juice.
The most fun afternoons on US 99.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Let's do it. Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story. Brittany, Joliet, it's your turn to try and guess the bad news of the story.
Okay.
Brittany, the good news of the story is that there's a guy who was outside of a bar and he saw his buddy. Hey, it was my buddy. He ran up and gave him a big hug. What's the bad news of that story?
He saw his wife sitting in the car with him, with his buddy.
Like his buddy
the
was with the
guy's wife. Yeah,
dang.
His buddy was with that guy's wife.
This sounds personal. This doesn't happen to you, has it?
Oh, God, no, I kill him.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of killing him, that's part of the bad news, is that the hug caused a stabbing, because what was happening, his friend was actually showing another friend his brand new knife. So when he went to go jump and aggressively hug him, he stabbed him in the stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was serious, but he ended up being okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's why you can't go for the unannounced hug. You know, you can't just go.
Yeah.
You can't go for that.
Yeah, throw a fist pump. I'm cool with that.
Throw a fist pump. That's right. Give me a head nod and keep walking.
Yeah, right. Like, what up, Ross?
Brittany, we're just going through our Instagram here. Did you see the picture of the bugs that I posted up there?
The stink bugs?
No, they're different. They're called house centipedes.
Yeah, those are different.
So when it gets cold out, they try to, like, they come inside and you start to see them all over, you, like, hanging on the wall, and they got a million different legs. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
My wife, who's from Florida, she isn't familiar with them, right? They don't have those there. And so the first time she ever saw one, it was a terrible experience, because the first one she saw was huge, like probably one of the biggest ones I've ever seen, and it was on the ceiling in our bedroom. So she laid down right on the bed, looked up at the ceiling, and lost it. And she's like, go get it. And I'm like, how am I gonna get it? It's on the ceiling.
Yeah, and it's got 5,000 legs.
Yeah.
See how fast those things are?
And they're so fast.
And yeah, it's the worst, like, when you're doing laundry and you pick up
My point is that I was trying to get it off the ceiling, so I, like, threw a shoe at it, and then it fell, and then was so fast, like you said, and was gone. No idea what happened to it, so we won't be sleeping till 2023.
It's cool.
Yeah. No, you know what she did? She bought one of those critter catchers. It's like a grabber that people would use to reach things on high shelves with a claw, but instead it has, like, bristles on the end, you know, and it opens and closes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she bought one of those. She's like, now you can get it. I was like, you can get it.
Yeah, right? Rock, paper, scissors, you lose.
Yeah, right? I'm like, whatever. But anyways, you stay safe out there. I know they're harmless, but they will give you a heart attack, so...
They are. They're harmless.
So anyways, you can see them on our Instagram, US99 Chicago. Tracy, you ready to jump in and take on Get All Three today on a Monday?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. The window decorations are famously known on the State Street Macy's, but what was that Macy's called before it changed to Macy's?
Marshall Fields.
All right, and question two. How many degrees are in a circle?
360.
All right, Tracy, hold on right there. Get your question three. Two songs away.
Can you get all three?
But can we get all three? That's the question today. Well, it's not we, it's Tracy right now. But then if Tracy doesn't get all three questions correct, it's you. You'll have your shot at the same exact questions. So pay close attention. Tracy answered questions one and two moments ago. Are you ready to take on question three?
Okay.
All right, and question three. 37% of men say that they can never look sexy when doing this. What is it?
Dancing?
Tracy, let's see how you did here. You got two correct, Tracy. You got two of them.
All right.
Hold on one second for me, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You can hear that disappointment / frustration, because we've had these questions for way too long. So I'm not only going to put the questions up on Instagram at US99 Chicago so that y'all can work together, you can share with your friends, figure it out, but I'm also going to take one more person right now. If you think you can get all three, to knock these questions out. 312-946-4995. If you think you can get all three, caller 19. 312-946-4995. You're going to play Get All Three. Let's go. I told you I have something fun for teachers, just to say thank you. So let's make another phone call today.
Hello.
Hi, is this Katie?
Yes.
Katie, this is Scotty from US 99. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are you doing?
I'm at school. My students just got out.
I was hoping to catch you after your students got out, but not before your wine drinking or whatever you do at night happens. maybe I should have waited till that happens. But anyways, the point of this call is that you had texted in because you were interested in possibly coming to our little teacher's night out with Blanco Brown. Would you still be interested in that?
Yes.
Well, I would like to invite you and a friend to come. We got a special little section just for you teachers on December 2nd at Joe's. How's that sound?
Oh my gosh, that just made my day.
Yeah, it'll be super fun. So, and I do think that the coolest part is that it's going to be a section full of teachers. Like, y'all understand what you're going through at any moment, right?
Oh, totally.
Right. What do you teach?
First grade.
Oh, super cute. And where at?
Geneva.
What are you learning right now? Or what you're teaching, I should say.
Learning how to read, how to add and subtract up to 20, how to be a good friend all the time.
How to be a good friend. Let's put that on the fast track, okay? We need more of that in the world. the math thing, hey, we got calculators. Let's replace it with more friend stuff, okay?
Yeah, it's fine. That's the most important.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do, teaching the kids how to be a good friend. Reading's important too, I guess. But really, I just want to make sure you can have a little fun night out. It's going to be December 2nd. Cool?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Hold on one second. Teachers, you're invited. All right. We're going to add to the guest list. We'll have a nice little section for you. Joe's on Wheat Street, December 2nd. Blanco Brown, you, me, and a whole other group of teachers to hang out with. Text teacher to 44995 today or tomorrow.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Lance, you got kids. You probably found all kinds of weird things in different places, right?
Oh yeah, everywhere.
Gotcha. Well, dude, I think it's so weird what I found in my washing machine that was blocking our drain pump. Right. So last Wednesday, all my clothes were sitting in there. The water couldn't drain. So Wednesday to Saturday, a guy came over to fix it. I had to take the whole washer apart. And what he found, I thought was so weird and interesting.
Okay.
He's like, usually something gets, you know, comes out of your pocket. You forget to take something out of the pocket, whatever it is, or dog hair, whatever it is. It wasn't dog hair. He all of a sudden pulls out this coin that was stuck and like lodged completely vertically blocking the entrance to the pump. I was looking at it. I was like, I have no idea what this is. I've never seen this before. What it was an addiction recovery coin. And it must have been from like the past renters. And so it must have been there for years. And then finally got lodged. But the weird part, it wasn't like any addiction coin that I've ever seen before. It was a religious one. And I'm not a very religious person. But on it, it had this religious figure named Saint Max. And some Polish Catholics might know about this. He did all of these things during World War II to help people. And he was named the Martyr of Charity by Pope John Paul in the 80s. He was also named the patron saint of a couple of things: drug addicts, political prisoners, and amateur radio operators.
Oh, that's a strange combination.
And it's weird that I live there. And I found it.
And the fact that it flipped and covered your drain after all these years.
Yeah. And so I'm going to post a picture of it too, but I just thought it was so freaking weird. So I'll post a picture of it at US 99 Chicago. It's super weird. But here's what I do want to do. I'm going to open the phones right now because I know weird things be getting stuck in places, or you're finding weird things in different places. So we're going to do a little game of I found blank in blank. What did you find? A random thing in a random place? Like, so weird that it was there. 312-946-4995. Scotty, you'll never believe I found blank in blank. Yeah.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
It was super weird. I told you I was finding this weird, eerie, rare coin with that certain somebody. If you missed the story, it's on our Instagram right now, US99 Chicago. Found it in my washer that was clogging our drain pump. Water everywhere. But what did you find where? 312-946-4995. Erica in New Yorkville, you found what where?
I did. My husband and I bought our first house and spent the first day cleaning it out. And my husband's very tall, reached on top of the cabinets in the kitchen and said he felt something, couldn't see it. I climbed up on the counter to look, and across all of our kitchen cabinets, we found in total 23 empty Skull cans.
Goal?
Yes, like dip, like chewing dip.
Oh, I was like, I thought you... You found like skulls, like brain, like that would host brains.
Yeah, no, chewing dip. I guess the guy was leaving his empty cans on top of the cabinet.
That looks like a man hiding it from his wife.
Yes, exactly. And the more we've learned about the house, that's kind of what we heard.
Right, that's funny. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Maddie from Tinley Park, what'd you find where?
So a few months ago, I lived with a family friend in Southwest Florida, and he's a very wealthy man.
Oh, people be finding weird things in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I found about $10,000 in cash in the bottom of the washing machine.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, what you found in your washing machine was way better than what I found in my washing machine.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Did you keep it?
Of course not. I couldn't. I'm not that kind of person. I gave it back to him. But the funny thing was, is he wasn't even home. He was actually in another state.
Why was he keeping $10,000 in the bottom of his washer? Do you know?
I don't know.
It's probably better you didn't ask.
Yeah, probably.
Let's surprise another teacher.
Isn't it awesome?
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I planned a little teacher night out, and I would like to... Let's see if we can get Heather on the phone here.
Hello?
Hello, is this Heather?
This is.
Hey, Heather, this is Scotty from US99. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, Heather. I wanted to call because you had texted in about coming to our teacher's night out at Joe's on Weed Street for Blanco Brown. Are you still interested in coming to hang out?
Absolutely.
Well, I'd like to invite you as a thank you for all you do as a teacher. And what do you teach?
I teach first grade.
Oh, where at? Super cute.
At Bird School in Burbank, Illinois.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I'm excited for you to come to the Teacher's Night Out and hang out in our little special teacher section at Joe's for the Blanco Brown concert.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that just made my day. Just getting off of work right now.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you for everything you do. Hold on right there. And if you want to come, there's still some room on the guest list here. Go ahead and text TEACHER to get signed up to 44995. TEACHER. To 44.995. All right, let's have some fun here. Jeannie, what are you doing right now?
Sitting in traffic.
Just sitting in. Where's the traffic at?
55 south. Always.
I heard traffic's everywhere. Yeah, always. I'm always in traffic,
always.
Scotty. It's always sitting here. All right, well, while you're sitting in traffic, this will keep you busy before I give out the smokeout tickets. Let's see what your best guess is. There's a pair of sandals that, well, Birkenstock sandals, okay?
Okay.
That just sold for $200,000.
Okay.
They belong to a certain somebody. Now, would you like to take a stab on who had a pair of Birkenstock sandals someone paid more than $200,000 for?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's a good guess, especially today with the pre-sale breaking the internet and all that stuff. It's not Taylor Swift. But I want you to hold on a second because I want to tell you who it is. But I also want to see, before I get you the smokeout tickets, if you could guess, whose sandals were they? Text 44995. Who do you think owned these sandals that went for over $200,000? These used, beat up Birkenstock sandals. All right, text 44995.
I don't know what any of that means, but I can't wait to find out.
Uh-huh. Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Let's find out what it means. So moments ago, I told you that there were a pair of Birkenstock sandals that sold on auction for over $200,000. The question is, who did they belong to? Because they'd have to belong to someone pretty special for someone to buy them for $200,000. Before I tell you who it is, let's go through some of the texts that you guys text in. 44995. Couple, Michael Jordan. Okay, I like that one. Jerry Garcia. All right. Queen Elizabeth. She wear Birkenstocks? I don't know. Let's see. Kenny Chesney. A couple people said they'd pay for those if they had the money. Tom Brady's ex, Giselle. There's some weird OnlyFans, like, foot fetish thing going on here in some of these text messages. Jennifer Aniston on there, too. That's the same kind of thing. Jesus. Yep, Jesus. We got Jesus's sandals. Best scam ever. No. Let's find out whose they were. Jeannie, are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Steve Jobs. Birkenstock sandals.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Sold in auction for $218,000, and they were marked as well used but still intact.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Rich people do such weird things with their money. I don't know why. All right, these are the three trivia questions that stick and go on and on until someone gets all three. That's why we call it Get All Three. So we're gonna try again today. Looks like I got Jeannie and Bartlett ready to jump in. If she doesn't get all three, the same questions go to you. Pay attention. We gotta get them. Jeannie, you ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Question one. The window decorations, famously known the State Street Macy's, but Macy's was called what before it changed to Macy's?
Marshall Field.
Okay. Question two. Jenny, how many degrees are there in a circle?
360.
All right. Hold on right there. I will get you question three. Just two songs away. I'll also tell you how to see this guy, Darius Rucker, at Windy City Smokeout. That's all coming up next. And of course, I can't play Darius without his laugh. That's the best.
Can you get all three?
So, this is the part where I need you to get all three. Jeannie, she's from Bartlett. She answered questions one and two just a couple minutes ago. She's going to take her shot at the third question if she doesn't get all three correct. Well, we're still stuck on these questions, so I might be looking to you to get us out of this loop. But first, let's see how Jeannie does. You ready to jump back in, take on question three, Jeannie?
Do it.
Question three. 37% of men say that they can never look sexy doing what?
Sitting on the pooper.
Okay. Gross. Jeannie, you got two correct, Jeannie. Two correct.
What's your mouth? Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, you almost swore. I feel you. Can you get all three? Yes, I hope. 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. Caller 19. You'll take your shot. Get us out of this loop next on US 99. I think my boss lied to me yesterday, and you're going to help me decide if this story sounds like a lie or not, okay?
Okay.
So we all went to dinner last night, and it was a really nice dinner. It was like me and like my wife and like three of my bosses, and it was kind of like a celebration, like, hey, Scott, you're doing a good job. Like, great dinner. Awesome. Cool dinner.
Okay.
But he started telling the story about some of his like old glory days in radio, and it sounds crazy, but I wasn't sure if he was just pulling our chain or not. It got a little too unbelievable for me at some point, and I don't know. So the story is that they were doing these broadcasts in Germany, right, for Oktoberfest. And so they were in Munich, and somebody had dared him or whatever to do it. And this is like in the 80s. Like, this is crazy times that they dared him to drink like this Holstein of beer, which is like a liter of beer. Just to, like, that's a lot of beer, right?
That's a lot of beer, yeah.
Right. So he does it. He drinks it. And he's not feeling great, obviously. And this is where the story starts to get a little more unbelievable. He said he put his hands in his head and everything went black. And then he said he saw himself floating above. Like, he had an out-of-body experience. And the way that he presented this story was that I died. And he's like, I, like Casper, like floating above himself, looking at himself with his head in his hands. A little weird, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then he's like, and then, you know, I went back into my body and woke up and like wandered and got lost in the city because I was like hammered and all messed up. And I was like, wait, hold on. You're saying you were a ghost?
He's saying he was a ghost.
Right. So before I get your take on it, I am going to throw it out there too. And we'll come back and do it and give out the Windy City Smokeout tickets. But text 44995. Do you think it was the lie? Do you think it was a lie? Or do you believe him? You think he's telling the truth? Just text lie or truth that he floated above everybody as a ghost, looked down and saw all the things happening down below him and had this out-of-body experience. Okay? Text lie or truth to 44995. We'll come back and see what you think and then get those smokeout tickets next on US 99.
I don't know what any of that means, but I can't wait to find out.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Okay, Brittany is on hold. I might need a tiebreaker. We'll see here because a lot's coming in here. I asked you to text 44995 to find out if my boss lied to me or not last night. He told the story about how he drank like so much beer one night that he had this out-of-body experience. He was a ghost. He floated above himself, saw himself. And he was like Casper. And so he told this whole story, and I'm like, hold on, wait a second. You died, and you became a ghost, and then you came back to life. Hold on. So I asked you to text 44995, and it is pretty split. There's a lot of people that do believe him. Some people said he got drugged. This person said he just blacked out. He had too much to drink. A lot of people, though, said they believe him. So I think, Brittany, you're going to need to be the tiebreaker. Do you think my boss lied to me about the out-of-body experience he had or not?
I think your boss definitely lied to you, and I think he was drinking something other than beer.
Oh, good point. I think he was drinking maybe absinthe or something.
Yeah, something that was not beer.
That's hilarious. All right, now that I know my boss lied to me.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
That's right. I'll give you the good news, and Margo in Mount Greenwood, you're going to try and guess what the bad news of the story is, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like this one.
Okay, perfect. The good news of the story is that there's a kid in the UK, and he really wanted a puppy for a really long time. Finally, mom caved and texted dad and said, hey, we should get him a puppy. And they did. What's the bad news of that story?
It was actually a leopard.
We got a wild big cat. That's something dad would screw up, right? Like, dad, I think exactly. I got a puppy.
Right.
That's pretty funny. No, the bad news is it wasn't actually mom that texted the dad to get the puppy. It was the son that got a hold of the mom's phone and sent the text and said, hey, I really think we should be getting him a puppy.
Isn't it awesome? It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Kane Brown references all kinds of old songs, older artists in that song. And he's at some point going to have to explain to his kids who those people are, what those songs were, and what they meant. And that's what we have to do with our kids, right? We have to explain the things that are no longer relevant, but they were big parts of our childhood, okay? I'm about to tell you what I had explained to my son in a second, but 312-946-4995. What did you have to explain? Like, what was the last quote-unquote old-time thing you had to explain to your kids? 312-946-4995. This weekend, my wife and I took our son to go see Black Panther, and we went to the Logan Theater. So if you don't know a lot about the Logan Theater, it is a theater that in Logan Square and the northwest side of the city that has been there since 1915. It's been kind of renovated, but it's still got like that old-timey feel. Like, some of the prices are cheaper, but it was awesome. So we saw the new Black Panther there. But because they have a lot of the old stuff there too, they had a phone booth. And so I thought, okay, he's at least seen a phone booth. But inside the phone booth, it wasn't a payphone. It was one of those old phones that have, like, the cones on the side that you pick up and put to your ear. And then you talk into the other cone that sticks out the middle. And then a rotary dial. Okay? I know I lost some of you. I know I lost you. But I'll post a picture of it, too, on our Instagram story. But I had to explain to him. I said, that's a phone booth. And he goes, well, where's the phone? I go, that's the phone right there. You see, it's like you pick up that thing with the hand, you put the cone to your ear, you're talking that, and you dial with the little, wheel thing. He goes, Dad, that's not a phone. He's 12. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you, but I'm going to show you pictures later. So I had to explain what that old phone was. 312-946-4995. What quote-unquote old-timey thing did you have to explain? Was it Blockbuster? Was it cassettes? Maybe an old TV show? We'll take your calls next. Make me feel less alone. 312-946-4995.
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I had to explain not only a phone booth, but the old-timey phone that was in the Logan Theater in Logan Square to my son on why that was actually a phone. With the rotary dial, the little cones you got to pick up and put to your ear. And so sometimes you got to explain to kids what old-timey things are. 312-946-4995. Anastasia, you're in Hammond. What did you have to explain?
So I actually don't have kids, but I own the local Shoop's Hamburgers, and we have individual jukeboxes at each booth
cool.
in the restaurant. All day long, kids are, what is that? From teenagers all the way down, no one knows.
Oh, that's so fun. So what's it called?
Shoop's Hamburgers.
Oh, Shoop's. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Sarah in Cedar Lake, what did you have to explain?
I had to explain to my 13-year-old internet, like how we had to dial-up in particular.
Oh, dial-up internet,
Dial-up internet, that god-awful sound that we got AOL CDs in the mail.
So my grandparents were the first, like, they had the computer that had the internet before we ever did. And so, like, I'd go in their back, and that's when you had to say, I'm going on the computer. I'm going on the internet, right? Like, that's the thing.
Yes.
But, and then you'd be like, don't pick up the phone. Yes, don't pick up the phone.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Maria from Elmhurst, what old-timey thing did you have to explain?
I had to explain a $2 bill to a 17-year-old.
Oh. You know who you don't have to explain a $2 bill to? Anybody that's had a bar or bat mitzvah. That's who you don't have to explain, because there's always a Jewish grandma in my world that gave out $2 bills for their bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, they didn't believe me. They were like, no way, $2 bills aren't real. It's fake.
Right.
And I'm
but
like,
they do look
no,
fake.
They're real.
That's so funny. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Oh, I miss my grandma.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, here's what I'll do. I'll give you the good news of a story, and Katie and Schomburg, you are going to try and guess the bad news of this weird news story.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The good news of the story is that there's a groom who found a really creative, memorable way to come down the aisle. What's the bad news of that story?
He fell on his way down the aisle.
What? Good job, buddy, but you wiped out? That's actually pretty funny. No, the bad news of the story is that he came down the aisle in a coffin. His big idea, he was going to surprise his wife by having his groomsmen walk him down the aisle in a coffin because he thought it'd be funny to act like, oh, it's the end of his life to get married.
Yeah, I would leave. I would walk out.
That's what all of the internet says, too. That actually, it's titled, Cancel the Wedding.
Yeah, I totally would cancel it. I'd be like, nope, next.
I don't know what any of that means, but I can't wait to find out.
Uh-huh. Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
That's what I'm asking. What does it mean? Why do you have a garage that is so full you can't fit a car in? This is the first time I've ever had a garage in my whole life. 6 months ago, I got one, and now it's getting cold. I'm so excited about it, but I've talked to multiple people that have garages, and they're already full. Can't put a car in it. What the heck? 312-946-4995. Hold on to that number. You're going to need it. Mike in Bridgeport, you got a garage that's already full?
I do. Packed.
With what?
Packed with, I'm a carpenter. It's unfortunately packed with, like, miscellaneous construction stuff. 2x4s, sheets of stuff, kids' bikes, and it just gets a little out of control, and every once in a while I gotta weed through it, but it gets crazy.
Gotcha. So do you think that if you kept up on it, like, and organized it, you could fit a car in there, or is there so much stuff that you, there's no way?
You can fit a, not my truck, but a compact car, possibly.
So you fit, like, a Mini Cooper in there.
A Mini Cooper, yeah. A Mini Cooper. Or a Prius. But I can't put a ladder rack on a Prius, so.
Can't put a ladder rack on a Prius. Yes. All right. Well, that sounds like a challenge.
All right.
Carrie and Lansing, you have a garage that is full of stuff that you can't fit your car in. What's in it?
It is filled with floor to ceiling compartments filled with Legos from my 28-year-old son.
Stop it.
Nope.
You can't park your car in your garage in a Chicago winter because your son has Legos?
Thousands.
Your 28-year-old son has?
But he's moving out, and he's taking them with.
Yeah, 5 years ago, at least. you're going to get your garage back.
I am.
This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you for calling. Let's do it. I want to be excited for somebody else. The Windy City Smokeout tickets to see that guy we just heard. Luke Bryan, Darius Rucker, Zach Brown Band, Zach Bryan, Jody Messiah. And we haven't even gotten to the rest of the lineup yet. It's that good. 312-946-4995. You're gone. It's called Scotty, I Bet You'll Never Find Blank. This is something that I started a couple weeks ago, and I want to continue it because I've asked for a bunch of suggestions. I have my prize wheel here. I put all of the suggestions of different kinds of people that we could try and find, and I took all these suggestions at $44.99.5. Basically said, Scotty, I bet you could never find, and then it could be a person with a missing finger or a person that's never been on an airplane. Oh, and last time we did it, we had to find single men that own cats.
Okay.
So a bunch of random things, and I'll just throw it out there, and we'll see what we can find. So I'm going to spin the wheel here, and you're going to tell me if you think we can find this person, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's spin the wheel. I got my little sound effect, too, because my wheel's silent. All right, here we go.
Much better than mine.
Spinning the wheel. Okay. Jill.
Yes.
We landed on find a woman with a really huge truck.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we can find that. I want to hear all about
the
trucks.
That'll be easy.
Yeah. You're like, I live in Frankfurt. They're all over the place here.
Oh my God, I was expecting something hard.
I know. Well, that, you know what? I think the interesting part is, like, can we find the woman in Chicagoland area that has the biggest truck?
There you go.
Big, I want to know, is it lifted? Is it, I don't even know all the
get
terms.
Get rid of the doolies, you know, you got the chimney stack, whatever.
The what? Yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah, what else do you know? I don't know any of those things.
Got to have the diesel, you know.
Oh, yeah. What size rims? Like 30s?
Yeah, got to go big.
All right, perfect. So is that you? Do you have the... Are you a woman with the biggest truck in Chicago? 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995.
All right, we spun the wheel of Scotty, I Bet You'll Never Find. And guess what we found?
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, so I do have the wheel on there. All kinds of random things. You can text 44995 of people you just don't think I would ever find. Like, Scotty, I bet you will never find a person that has, I don't know, 13 fingers. Whatever you want to text, 44995, we'll put it on the wheel and try to find that. This time we're trying to find a woman with a huge truck in the Chicagoland area. This one should be easy, though, okay? Let's find the biggest truck. 312-946-4995. Whatever the wheel says, we got to find Carrie in North Leak. You got a big truck?
Oh, I got a big truck.
Okay, how big is this truck? What makes it a big truck?
It's a 2021 Ford Transit. Beautiful, big, red. It's like a fire truck.
I wanted to do the Tim the Toolman Taylor grunt just then. You know, however it goes. I think that was it. But you know, you get what I mean. Okay.
So I know what you mean.
Is it like modded out? What is it, just stock? Is what kind of wheels you got?
Oh, it's stock, but it's beautiful. I got to build it online and then I had it delivered.
Are people surprised when you pull up in a big old truck like that?
Oh my gosh, you should see the looks me and my sister get, because it's just us two little girls riding around this big fire truck. Well, it looks like a fire truck, but it's
how tall are you?
And I'm like 5'2", and she's like, you were both like 5'2", and people give us the looks all the time because they're like, what are these girls doing in this big truck? Why do they need that? Like, people stop and ask questions and like, what are you guys doing? Yeah, it's crazy.
They're like, mind your business or I'll run you over.
Yeah.
Intimidation rolling down the road.
Exactly.
So you
I'm so glad I got to talk to you. How funny. Oh, you're so funny. You make me laugh all the time on the way home.
Oh, that was really sweet. That took a weird turn to be about me. It wasn't supposed to be. But thank you for listening, and I'm glad I get to make you laugh for a couple minutes each day. If she doesn't get all three, you're getting the same questions. If she does, you get three brand new questions. Katie, you ready to jump in? Take on all three questions?
I'm trying. I'm going to try.
All right, here we go. Question one. The window decorations are famously known in the State Street Macy's, but what was that Macy's called before it was Macy's?
Marshall Field.
Okay, question two. Katie, how many degrees are in a circle?
360.
All right, hold on right there. You know how it works. You're going to get question three, two songs away.
Can you get all three?
Let's hope so. We've had these questions for like a million years, I think. That's a rough estimate, but it's close to a million. It'd be just one or two less. However, I want to see if we can get out of this loop. Katie from Schaumburg answered questions one and two moments ago. If she doesn't get all three, you're getting the same ones. If she does, you're getting three brand new questions. Get your phone in hand, ready to go. Katie, are you ready to take on question three?
I'm going
to
try.
Question three. Katie, 37% of men say that they could never look, sexy while doing this. What is it?
Coughing?
All right. Katie, in Schaumburg, you got all three, Katie! Yes! Thank God! You did it! You did it for all of us! You know what they say, not all heroes wear capes. Unless you're wearing a cape.
No, I'm not.
But you should get a cape, because you deserve to be a cape hero. All right, hold on one second for me, okay, Katie?
Okay.
Oh, it feels good. Especially on a Friday. I feel like I lost 30 pounds with those questions. They're gone now. Good. Coughing was the number three answer that no one could get, except Katie. Now, here's the deal. I got three brand new questions. You ready to start over? Let's do it. You got some BFE Big Friday energy. 312-946-4995. Caller 19. Let's play some Get All Three. It's time.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, you know how it works, right? I'll give you the good news of a story, and Melody, you're going to try and guess what the bad news of this story is, okay?
All right.
The good news of the story is that there's an astronomer that caught this amazing video of a meteor that was shooting and streaking across the sky. It's like a gorgeous video of this thing. She put it on Twitter. What's the bad news of this story?
Well, I heard
something about this, I think. They took it, they wanted it to be taken off because they thought it was too revealing.
That's exactly right. She got banned from Twitter for a while. She just got back on because for some reason they thought it was like an inappropriate video. I don't know if the streak across the screen and the meteor looked like something, you know, quote unquote. Or if there were like some words in there that said something about, I don't know, streaking or who knows. I don't why it got flagged. But yeah, she got booted off of Twitter and banned, but she finally did get back on. So yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh goodness, crazy.
Twitter's a crazy place right now, let's be honest. I'm going to start an OnlyFans for meteors. I'm going to make $1 million.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
US 99, Chicago's country station. So I have those Windy City Smokeout tickets coming up less than 10 minutes away. But Stacey, I want to start with you. Can you remember the last thing that you have like jumped up and down and screamed and yelled and made funny noises because you were so excited about?
Like good excited or bad excited? Because if we're talking about bad, it was like yesterday and the day before trying to get Taylor Swift tickets.
Trying to get Taylor Swift tickets? Okay. So you didn't get them, obviously.
No, I spent almost 9 hours between both days. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did with the presale, and now people can't even get them anywhere. It's a big mess, and Taylor's all like, it's you, Ticketmaster. You're the problem. It's you.
So, right.
But actually, this video I wanted to share with you, it does actually have to do with that because there was a dad that had a little bit better luck, and he got the presale, but this dad got so excited, mm-hmm. He made a noise I've never heard a grown man make before. Are you ready?
Yes.
He's revving it up.
I got it. Woo! Yeah!
Oh my God. That's great. I think that's the noise my husband thought I was going to make if I did get Taylor Swift tickets.
Well, I just want you to know that that man's dance moves match the noises he makes, and I have the video for you, okay? I want to put it on our Instagram, US99 Chicago, right now for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
If you want to see that video, text DAD, D-A-D. To 44995. Text DAD to 44995. All right, let's do it. Let's do the best thing someone said to you this week. That's what it's all about. On Fridays, I want to send you to the weekend on a positive note. So you get to go ahead and forget about all the negative things that happened this week. Anything that might have been bothering you. Anything, maybe you weren't feeling well. Maybe your dog got sick. Maybe your boss was annoying. Maybe your kid's annoying. Maybe your husband's annoying. Maybe you annoyed yourself. Don't even think about it. Think about one thing that someone said to you that made you smile. All right, it's called the best thing that someone said to you this week. 312-946-4995. And you know, I don't read a lot of the Facebook comments on the air for this, and I should. So I want to do that today because Heidi dropped one on there. She said, my new coworker asked if I was still in high school or I graduated yet. I told him I was 38 and he was shocked. And so that's a, hey, girl, bark it. What else we got here on Facebook? It looks like Allison, this one's cute, said my 2-year-old nephew told me he loves me so much with a W, and that made her heart melt. So something very simple that made you smile. 312-946-4995. A random lady in the store told me my hair looked good from Marie. Marie, your hair does look good. It looked fabulous. That's your new haircut? I like it. So here's what you do. You just pick up the phone. You share something that someone said to you that made you smile. And you're going to make other people smile while you do it. And yourself. 312-946-4995. You're next. It
ain't it. Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
You know what's amazing is that we just kicked something off that is going for the whole weekend. Commercial free on the Audacy app right now. AUDACY for the rest of the weekend. So if you don't have the app or you're like, I'm not sure if I have the Audacy app or not, text app APP to 44995 and I'll send it right to you. But it's time to do the best thing someone said to you this week and go into the weekend. On an even more positive note, Becca from Lakeview, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So I actually am finishing up student teaching. I'm finishing my semester here, and one of my students today told me that I'm her favorite teacher she's ever had.
Oh, look at that.
It was amazing. It made me feel so good.
Take that, regular teachers.
Yeah, student teachers rule.
Yeah, it's nice nice to, as a teacher, get that little thank you. And that's why I'm throwing that teacher's night out, too, at that Blanco Brown concert, that we got a full guest list of all teachers just to say thank you for everything you do. So thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was really, really amazing to hear that.
I love it. Well, have a great weekend. And if you want to find out how you can go see Garth Brooks in Vegas, hang out here, because before 6 o'clock, I'll fill you in on US 99.
Who doesn't like